This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You just heard from Megan about what no school means for parents working from home. But what happens when home is a family farm, which means you have to be out working each and every day? Here's today's installment of our series, My Economy.
My name is Anna Schwegel, and I am a grain farmer in western Minnesota. I farm with my husband, and we raise 360 acres of certified organic row crops. We have had like kind of a major switch for ourselves in our family dynamic. We made the decision to pull our kids out of daycare out of kind of an abundance of caution, and school shut down in mid-March here in Minnesota. And so we have had our full family involved in the farm. The kids have been not super helpful yet, but they're 6 and 4. Pretty tough to get that to work all the time. This spring we planted during April, which was good time to be planting. But for a lot of those hours, it was just one of us kind of high-fiving each other and heading back out, you know, when you need a break or whatever. Kind of running those long days. A lot of our crop was contracted in the winter. You know, hopefully buyers will honor that. I mean, it's always a gamble every year. I guess we've never had issues with buyers not honoring contracts, but, you know, with the economic downturn, I don't know. It's something that kind of sits in the back of my mind. The really big question mark right now is whether there'll be school here this fall, because harvest season, almost more than planting, is all hands on deck. That would be really, really difficult to manage both kids with no childcare. So we'll see. I shouldn't be optimistic at this point reading the headlines every day, but I'm hoping that we will have in-person or some form of like a hybrid instruction for school. In farming, there's just so much that's out of your control. The weather, the markets, things that you just don't have control over, and you just kind of have to let that go. But now we're adding on another thing that's been just another layer on that cake of, you know, just trying to let go and knowing that what's going to happen is going to happen.
Ann Schwegel in Browns Valley, Minnesota. We can only do this series with your help, you know, so please let us know what is going on in your economy. You can do that at marketplace.org.